Check, check, check. There we go.
Check 1, 2. Hey, Richie.
Yeah, that sounds real good. Real nice.
Real nice, real nice.
Keep it real.
Clint, I know it's only January, but I'm already thinking about Memorial Day.
Okay.
That's because our local classic rock station, 106.7, The Wiz.
The Wiz.
Hosts a Memorial Day Top 500 countdown.
Right.
The top 500 classic rock songs of all time, as voted on by the listeners. I'm fascinated by this tradition, in part because one just like it happens in almost every radio market all over the country. These are songs that came out decades ago, so you'd think that the lists would be virtually identical year to year.
Right. No new entries.
And yet, the top 10 change every year, sometimes in significant ways. In this episode, we'll examine reasons that the best of all time keeps changing. Welcome to The Age-Old Question. I'm Rich Price.
And I'm Clint Bierman.
This show is sort of like Car Talk meets
Behind the Music.
Ooh, Clint, I like that.
Each episode deals with another question in music fandom.
The kind of questions that Clint and I have been debating since we were in college.
So today, with the help of some smart people, we're going to come up with the answer.
Okay, Clint, what's today's question?
Today's question is, why do the top classic rock songs of all time keep changing?
That's the age-old question. All right, Clint, so let's set the table for what we're discussing today. Classic rock stations everywhere have these countdowns to the top songs in rock history, right?
Every year.
Every year.
Yeah.
You're listening to Classic Rock Radio.
What was the classic rock station in Fort Wayne, Indiana?
98.9 The Bear.
Fort Wayne's 98.9 The Bear.
The Bear. All right, so we need to talk a little bit about the character and the personality of these stations. But we've all stumbled upon one, or maybe we actually go out of our way to tune into one. They're virtually all voted on by the listeners. So they represent a specific regional taste and preference. All right, starting with the classic rock station in Minneapolis, KQRS.
92 KQRS, Minnesota's classic rock.
They do a top 500 countdown. Let's look at their top 10.
Let's hear it.
In 2021, number 10, Free Fallin'.
Classic rock.
Number 9, Don't Stop Believin'.
Still.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
Number 8, Panama.
Yes. Yes.
Number 7, Hotel California.
Yep.
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair.
Number 6, We Will Rock You.
It makes me laugh because it's a joke. It's like,
of course.
Okay, go ahead.
Number 5, Sweet Emotion.
Nice.
Number 4, Stairway to Heaven.
Yes.
If there's a bustle in your hedgerow, don't be alone there. It's just a sprinkling.
Number 3, You Shook Me All Night Long.
She was a fast machine, she cocked the motor clean. She was the best damn woman that I ever seen. She had a sightless eyes, telling me no lies.
Number 2, Sweet Child of Mine.
Yes.
And the top song 2021 from KQRS in Minneapolis.
92 KQRS, Minnesota's classic rock.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Still got it.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Fast facts.
Okay.
Van Halen had the most entries in the top 500 of KQRS. With 18.
Wow. In the 18 top, tracks.
In the top 500.
Okay.
Albums with the most songs on the countdown, with 6 songs each, AC/DC's Back in Black.
Definitely.
And Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
Okay.
And if the dam breaks open many years too soon.
And The Wall. Both albums had six in the top 500.
Yep. No 60s, no early 90s.
But overall, the most well-represented decade on the top 500 for KQRS was the 1970s.
Okay.
With 203 entries, just above 40% of all the songs. How many Beatles songs do you think made the top 500?
10.
Only two songs.
No.
Which makes me suspicious.
I'm suspicious.
Of this entire radio outfit in Minneapolis.
Do you know what they were?
Yes.
While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
No.
Let It Be.
No. The lowest the Beatles appear on the top 500 is at number 72 with Come Together.
Okay.
And then they don't have another song until the 239th song, Revolution.
Okay.
So,
something's...
Do the Beatles not count as classic rock?
The Beatles count as classic rock. I think Minneapolis needs to reevaluate their situation.
We're coming from Minneapolis.
Come on!
All right, so that's their list in 2021.
Okay.
Let's go back 4 years
to
2017. How many songs from the top 10 of 21 make the top 10 4 years earlier?
Well, all of them, right? Like, what's different, right? So, at least seven.
Here's the thing. Only two.
Two songs.
Hotel California.
Okay.
And You Shook Me All Night Long.
Huh.
You see what I'm saying?
I don't. It doesn't make sense.
For the record, here's the top 10 from 2017. Number 10, Layla by Derek and the Dominoes.
Okay.
Number 9, Hotel California.
They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast.
Last thing I've been... Number 9.
That's two nines.
Eight? Sorry. Number 8, Bob O'Reilly by The Who.
Out here in the fields, I fought for my meals. I get my back into my living.
Got it.
Number 7, Another Brick in the Wall by Pink Floyd. Number 6, Turn the Page by Bob Seger.
Great.
Will you walk into a restaurant strung out from the road, and you feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold?
Number 5, You Wreck Me by Tom Petty.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. You wreck me, baby. Yeah, you wreck me in two. But you move me, honey. Yes, you do.
Number 4, Kashmir by Led Zeppelin.
Good.
Oh, let the sun beat down upon my face.
Number 3, Money. Yep. So a second Pink Floyd entry.
Money, get away. Get a good job with more pay and you're okay.
Number 2, You Shook Me All Night Long. And the top song for 2017, KQRS.
92 KQRS, Minnesota's classic rock.
Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who.
We'll be fighting in the streets with our children and our feet.
couple things, interesting things to note. Tom Petty is on both years' top 10, but different entries.
Yep. When did Tom Petty die? You'd think that like that would have something to do
hey,
with
Siri,
it.
Hey, Siri, when did Tom Petty die?
Tom Petty died October 2nd, 2017 at age 66.
Huh. So it'd be interesting to think like I was in, just in terms of this question, like why are some songs different? Because, like when somebody dies, you think maybe they start playing their catalog a little more.
You make a really good point because the top song in 2021, Bohemian Rhapsody, a function of the movie.
The movie. That's definitely a big point.
So that was up north.
Okay.
Let's go down way down south.
Okay.
97.1 The River.
The River. River.
97.1 The River. Atlanta's classic hits.
Okay. They did its top 500. 2021.
Okay.
Number 10, Tom Sawyer by Rush.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Number 9. Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer.
Yes.
Number 8, Sweet Home Alabama.
Turn it up.
Number 7, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Oh man, it's different. It's different.
It's different.
Yeah.
Number 6, Skinnerd Again with Freebird.
It's
If I leave here tomorrow, would you still
Number 5, Don't Stop Believin'.
Okay.
Number 4, Turn the Page from Bob Seger.
Okay.
Number 3, Bohemian Rhapsody. Number 2, The Eagles, Hotel California.
Okay.
The number 1 song on
97.1 The River, Atlanta's classic hits.
The River.
The River. 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 Is Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Again, I let me just point out, the Beatles made this list sparingly. Two songs in the top 100. Two. Number 22 on the list, Come Together. Number 31 on the list, Hey Jude.
Okay.
I'm starting to get pretty worked up about this.
I don't know. I mean, are they getting lumped into the oldies station? What's happening here?
This is a good question.
Okay, we'll get back.
So some of the trends that we're seeing in Minneapolis and Georgia, the Eagles, Queen, Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
These are the commonalities.
Mm-hmm. But then there's Southern rock in the South. The Skinnerd is...
So we went up north.
Yeah.
We were down south.
Yeah.
Let's go to New York.
Okay.
WCBS FM 101.1.
New York's best rock and roll. It's the classic New York artist all weekend long.
Your favorite oldies all weekend long. CBS FM.
I don't know. Whatever. WCBS FM
New York
101.1
The New York Sound.
They did It's Memorial Day Weekend Top 500 Greatest Hits of All Time, and they had some ones that we've seen so far and some new entries. So again, this is New York's classic rock station. Number 10, Bee Gees' Night Fever.
Oh wow, okay.
Number 9, Pour Some Sugar on Me. Number 8, Every Breath You Take.
Every breath you take, and every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you.
Huh.
Number 7, Bohemian.
Yeah.
Number 6, When Doves Cry.
Okay. Wait a minute. In Minneapolis, they didn't have a Prince dude? Okay.
Number 5, December 1963,
yep.
Oh What A.
Yep.
by the Four Seasons. Number four, Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. Number three, Hotel California. Number two, Billie Jean. Finally, we get a little Michael Jackson.
This is a lot more 80s like pop.
Number one, Don't Stop Believin' by Journey.
Okay. No Zeppelin, no Pink Floyd.
And
on a classic rock top 500.
And do I need to point out no Beatles?
No Beatles, no AC/DC.
In fact,
what?
For people keeping track at home, I'll tell you where the Beatles landed. Four songs in the top 500.
It's criminal.
It's criminal. All right, the closest I could get to Fort Wayne.
Yeah.
In terms of a published list.
Yeah, go.
Is Detroit 94.7.
94.7 WCSX, classic rock from yesterday and today.
Detroit's classic rock station.
Yeah. Gotta play some Seeger. Gotta have some Seeger in there, right? Come on, it's Detroit.
The top song, Turn the Page by
yes,
Bob Seeger.
That's it, right? Regional.
Here I am, on the road again. There I am, up on the stage. Here I go, playing the star again. There I go, turn the page.
Right, regional.
But they also added some new songs in the mix.
Okay.
Running with the Devil.
Great.
Van Halen, yep. Number 8.
I don't need to beg or borrow. Yes, I'm living at a basic hill.
And Alice Cooper's School's Out.
School's out for summer. Yeah, okay, great.
School's out for summer.
So, 7 hours drive west in Cedar Valley, Iowa. 97.7 KCRR.
97.7 KCRR. The Cedar Valley's classic rock.
The Hawk.
The Hawk. Had mostly the same songs in the top 10, but the top spot went to Joan Jett.
Whoa!
I Love Rock and Roll.
Okay.
So the first female artist.
First female artist. This is a conversation.
So I found an article from 538 called Why Classic Rock Isn't What It Used to Be. This guy, Hickey, monitors 25 classic rock stations for 1 week in June. The result was a list of over 2,200 unique songs by 470 unique artists across the stations. This is the type of study that we love.
Yes.
What did he find? He found that classic rock is more than just music from a certain era. And it changes depending on where you live. What plays in New York? Disproportionate amount of Billy Joel.
That's what I said.
What plays in San Antonio? Disproportionate amount of Motley Crue.
Okay.
Classic rock is heavily influenced by region, he says, and in ways that are unexpected. For example,
97.1 KLSX, yesterday and today.
Los Angeles is playing Pearl Jam 5 times more frequently than the rest of the country.
On the station where every song's a classic.
Boston is playing 70s era Allman Brothers. Six times more frequently than any other market.
Whoa.
Here's another gem. Classic rock peaked in 1973, the year most represented by plays on classic rock stations all over the country came from 1973.
Dark Side.
Dark Side, yeah. Of the Moon, Houses of the Holy by Led Zeppelin, yep. And Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Right.
Supermodel.
but there seems to be a sweet spot for classic rock. The 10-year period from 1973 to 1982 accounts for almost 60% of all songs played on classic rock radio. So this is maybe a reason why the Beatles are generally snubbed.
Sure.
Classic Rock 101, now playing a bigger variety than ever before.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
The best of the 60s, 70s, and 80s now. On Classic Rock 101.
So back to the regional preference. 7% of all songs played in New York City classic rock.
WCBS-FM. New York, New York.
Led Zeppelin. 1 in 14 songs on classic rock stations in New York are a Zeppelin tune.
Mm-hmm.
But Hickey says, if you can't stand the Eagles, and we're thinking about our friend Jeff Simons,
mm-hmm.
you should stay the heck out of Tampa.
Lurking in the waters of Tampa Bay. Welcome to 98.7 The Shark. Tampa Bay's next generation of classic rock.
Okay, because...
Speaking of Jeff Simons... Should we call Jeff?
Yeah.
We got to ask him, why do classic rock hits keep changing?
Hello?
Happy New Year, Jeff Simons.
Hello, Jeff Simons.
And Happy New Year to you guys. How's it going?
We are so glad to get you back on the age-old question.
Yeah,
and especially need this. On this particular topic.
Definitely.
Every classic rock station has a top 500 countdown of the best songs of all time.
Yes. Yes.
They change very specifically region to region, right? So in New York, a disproportionate number of Billy Joel songs are played.
Indeed they are. I would argue that would probably be the first criticism I have.
But we quoted a guy from 538 who looked at this in 2014, and he says, if you can't stand the Eagles, you'd better stay out of Tampa.
Oh, yeah, right?
But
by the way, that's kind of perfect, isn't it? Like, for me, the intersection of the Eagles and Tampa, I now know what purgatory will look like.
Yeah, don't.
I'll have like a room at the La Quinta Inn at the Tampa airport with only On the Border to listen to. That's, you nailed it on the head.
Wow.
But it also changes year to year, Jeff. We looked at a classic rock station in Minneapolis. Their top 10 in 2017 compared to their top 10 in 2021 only had two songs. You Shook Me All Night Long and Hotel California.
Of course, Hotel California. Of course. Oh my God.
But there were 8 new entries.
Were they different choices by the same kinds of artists, or were they new artists?
That's a good question. So,
I mean, some yes, some no. I mean, one had number one Joan Jett. Was the number one played?
Well, first of all, the regional thing is so funny and so great that Billy Joel owns New York and the Eagles own Tampa. I would assume Foghat does pretty well in Omaha.
Bob Seger crushes Detroit.
Yeah.
Oh, Detroit, right, exactly.
Motley Crue owns San Antonio.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, that's actually kind of lovely because I miss regionalism. Like, I miss the fact that you used to go to different parts of the country and experience something different. You know what I mean? Now it's just all monolithic, you know, this one American culture and, you know, there's a Chipotle everywhere.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, yes.
And music kind of became that way right before Spotify interrupted the whole business. So I love that there's regional differences. I guess I would say that two things happen, right? Songs go through this weird moment where, like, when a song is a hit song, everybody thinks, well, this is the greatest song ever written. And then 3 years later, they're all sick of it. And so everyone's like, well, that was, you know, the really great songs that band made were back in the past. And then I would say the other thing that's happened, of course, is there's a giant cultural attempt to take classic rock and push it through a more modern lens. Like, everybody's desperate to come up with a classic rock list that isn't dominated by white men.
Right. Right.
And that's not going to happen. I mean, Joan Jett being number one, I think it's a little offensive, right? It's like somebody somewhere was like, how do we Me Too this classic rock list? I know. Let's put Joan Jett at number one.
Right.
But like Joan Jett would not put Joan Jett at number one. You know, I think that's just, and that's, you know, you just have to own the fact that history reveals the world that everyone was living in. Like, it was really hard for a woman to get a record contract, right? It was really hard for a woman to, once she had a record contract, to exert control enough in the studio to have her own artistic sense put forward. And those 500 lists reveal that the limitations of the era.
Right.
So
that's right.
That's not correcting history. That's just, that list will look like its historical moment in 15 years, you know?
Yeah, that's a really good point.
But it's, you know, that's part of what's interesting. You know, like I kind of feel like what people tell me is important tells me about the moment I'm living in as much as the moment that they're trying to historicize, you know? You know what nobody should do right now is take a Myers-Briggs personality test. I took one yesterday, and I was like, I guess that's me, but I think that's just me right now in this crisis moment. You know what I mean? Like, I think I would have had a slightly different answer.
That's a really, really good point.
They need a fifth column. You know, Myers-Briggs is like four different types. You need a fifth one that's just like continually batshit crazy. I was like, oh, look, there's mine.
So, Jeff, quickly before we let you go, give us an update on 50 Years of Music with 50-Year-Old White Guys.
50 Years of Music with 50-Year-Old White Guys.
We're back in the mid-90s, having a couple of really hilarious arguments. Tim picked the Cranberries a couple of years ago, which turned out to be kind of a... kind of a salty pick for Ben, and I've had a couple of pretty weird choices, and that always cracks them both up because Tim has never, like, I talked about a band like maybe two episodes ago, and Tim was like, are you guys messing with me? This is a real record that exists. Like, he didn't even believe me that it was a real album. I was like, good Lord, that's a bad sign.
Before we let you go, I am interested in this idea of what constitutes classic rock and this sort of changing definition of classic rock. What do you think of?
That's a really good question. Like, I don't think we called it classic rock until we were trying to figure out what to call alternative rock. You know what I mean? It's like we didn't call Coke classic until they made New Coke.
Right.
So it was Coke Classic. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like classic rock was the way to understand what alternative rock wasn't. My definition of classic rock is when a song comes on and my wife goes, ugh. And I was like, oh, yep, that's classic rock. That's pretty much all. And if you want to know if it's classic rock, play 5 seconds of a song for Susie, and she looks at you like, what are you doing? I'm like, yep, classic rock.
What's interesting is the a lot of these lists are 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. But very few Beatles make the lists.
Which is so, like, absurd. But I mean, in some ways, like, the Beatles get extra penalized because if you really were honest, the top 10 songs would probably all be Beatles songs.
The way I've always heard classic rock is from the Beatles to Nirvana.
You know what I do love is Sirius XM breaks it, like, you've got classic vinyl, right. And you've got the cassette era.
Deep tracks.
I mean, I love a radio station that can play something where I'm like, what is that? What is like, this? They'll play like a deep cut from the fourth Outlaws record. I'm like, I don't even know if the Outlaws know this song. It's so funny. I love that station. It's so schizophrenic.
Well, we were joking about the sort of, you know, how classic rock has the same voice. I remember touring around the country with you. Every time we'd play in a different town, we'd get an opportunity to go play on that local station. It's all like Mad Dog in the Morning.
That's so funny. And it's, you know who has all the same voices is FM radio DJs and pilots. Like, they don't sound like each other, but they all sound like each other.
Right.
But I like the pilot, like, okay, we're going to cruise up to 1,000 feet and feel free to move around the cabin. If you need anything, you can talk to our flight crew who's here to help you. And thanks for choosing low-budget airlines.
Totally.
I mean, it's just so funny. They all sound like they just woke up. I guess it's supposed to make me feel, like, comforted that he's not scared flying the plane.
Our friend Dave Levine, you know, when he was working as an intern for the A's.
Oh,
you know,
God, I know. I love this story.
He'd get to know the announcers, and they'd be like, hey, how you doing, Dave? And then they'd get on the air and be like, hi, and inside.
Schlesinger at the plate. Having a tough one.
That
is so perfect.
So good. All right, buddy. Well, thank you for joining, and we appreciate your insights, as always.
Thank you, Jeff.
Oh, man. Can't wait to talk to you guys again.
All right, buddy.
See ya. Radio 101. The guys who are fixing my house right now, they have the classic rock radio station going.
All day long.
All day long.
You're right. It's like plumbers and carpenters and like road crews.
Right, because they're older. They're in their 40s. They're in their 50s. and they're listening to the same songs they've been listening to forever.
Right.
And that's comforting, right? I mean, it's comforting for me when I turn on the, every once in a while, I'll turn on the classic rock station and be like, of course I know what's the next song. You hear it. It's like you were talking on the list at the beginning. I started laughing because it's a joke of exactly
right
what's being played. Now, here's another thing. The other thing that I think changes for why the list changes is, like we were talking about in the movies, with the Queen movie comes right out. All of a sudden, it's in the zeitgeist. It's in the collective consciousness of the world.
Yes.
So my perfect example is this. So in 2006, The Grift was the house band at Margaritaville in Jamaica, Negril, Jamaica, for the college spring break. Okay? Right before that, the Family Guy episode that contained Peter doing karaoke to Don't Stop Believing aired.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
That song hadn't been crushing the airwaves
right
for years.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it was in this mainstream show that was watched by college kids.
Right.
So when we got to Jamaica and we played that song, people lost their minds. I, to this day, have never seen anything like that before. This is us in Jamaica, and there's 2,500 college kids screaming at the top of their lungs to Don't Stop Believing.
That's incredible.
The song that was everyone wanted to hear.
Yeah, that's incredible.
But it's all based on the Family
right
episode.
Right.
So there's an example of like
that. And then, that's one reason why song the top songs can change. It.
Okay, so here we're gonna go live. This is an LA, Southern California,
okay,
classic rock station.
Oh, no. First time, long time. That's where we start.
This is New York's Q104.3, New York's classic rock. Imagine what you could buy in the... Oh, here we go. There we go. Ads. So many ads on these stations. KCFX, The Fox, Kansas City's classic rock station.
How about that?
Come Together by The Beatles is currently playing. Okay.
I mean,
there we go. That feels good, right?
That's a great song.
That's Kansas City.
Way to go, Kansas City.
Right, exactly. Right now in...
Let's go to Cleveland.
Let's go to Cleveland. This is WNCX, Cleveland's classic rock station. Oh, the good part, too. Black Magic Woman by Santana. There's another one.
All right, take us somewhere else.
All right, classic rock, Chicago. Oh. 97.1 FM, The Drive. Supertramp. I mean, that's so classic.
It's so classic.
So classic. It's just hilarious to me. We could keep doing this all day.
Take us one more place.
One more place.
How about somewhere like in Texas?
Texas?
Take us to Texas. All right,
where are we going to go in Texas? Lone Star 92.5. Classic rock for Dallas, Fort Worth.
This is so classic. Classic rock.
Classic rock. It's hilarious.
I don't know what any of this stuff that we've been talking about proves, but it's really interesting.
It's fascinating. I love when you say, there's no new material added. I mean, that's the truth. Like, there's only a finite number of songs they can play to keep their advertising dollars, to keep... There's only... What was it? 400 bands, 440 bands, yeah, right? That they're playing. There's only...
And yet, classic rock has a bad history in terms of representation.
Right.
Representation of minorities, representation of women.
Women are super underrepresented in classic rock radio because of what the things Jeff said. It's a snapshot. We're literally listening to a snapshot of that era, right? And we can't rewrite the era. We can't. And if we try, it seems contrived, right? So there weren't a lot of women doing it. From the study that I read, 75% were white men.
75% of music played on classic rock stations is white men.
Yeah, as an average. This was taken from one day. Looked at every member of the band.
Right.
The bass player was half Hispanic, then that would count as... So
I see. So it's actually worse.
It's worse. For me, what it comes down to for me is I think classic rock listeners are casual listeners. They're not aficionados. They're not people that really dig into the music. They listen to it secondarily. They're voting based on what? The songs they've heard the most.
And you just raised a really important point, which is that these are people voting, right? So the same people may not be voting every time.
Right.
Like, have you ever voted?
No. And the other thing is, who's listening?
Right.
Like, who's listening to
right.
classic rock radio that's in front of a computer, right? Like, right. It's a very small
right.
group of people, I would imagine.
Do they even have 500 votes?
Do they even have 500 people listening? I don't know.
WIZN does not get 500 songs nominated.
No. Right?
Right? So not how are they then determining the 473 songs that weren't voted on?
Wow. So you're saying 27 people are listening? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
No, but I guess, I don't know.
You're carpenters.
Yeah.
The guy doing the plumbing.
Ah, wanna rock and roll all night. That's exactly right. I think for now we did it. I think we did it.
I really do. We hope you had a great time, as much fun as we did, and we hope you'll join us next time when we answer another age-old question.
Follow us on Instagram at The Age-Old Question.
Facebook, The Age-Old Question.
We hope this conversation has sparked some ideas and thoughts of your own. Let us know in the comments.
But let's be kind, people.
Yeah.
No hating.
No hating.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.